Is the Amazon at a tipping point? In Brazil, under President Jair Bolsonaro, deforestation has intensified significantly, specifically in indigenous areas, increasing by more than 138% during his first 3 years in office. In recent years, we've also seen a dramatic uptick in mining, agribusiness, and land grabs, while indigenous rights have been undermined. But deforestation and its impact on communities is more than a moral quandary. What happens in the Amazon doesn't occur in a vacuum. It affects all of us, and it is affecting us now. So the question is, are we headed down a path of no return? Joining us to discuss this from Quito, Ecuador, is Alicia Guzman. She is deputy director of the Amazon program at Stand.Earth. She's also one of the lead researchers on the report Amazonia Against the Clock. And from Sao Paulo, Brazil, we're joined by Tasso Azevedo, technical coordinator for Observatorio do Clima and former director general of the Brazilian Forest Service. Thank you both for joining me on Upfront. Alicia, I'm going to start with you. According to the data presented in the Amazonia report, from 1985 until 2020, 26% of the Amazon has undergone transformation. Most of it categorized as irreversible transformation. While conservation measures have stymied some of the environmental destruction over the years, there's still a continuing pattern of loss that we're witnessing. If this trend goes on, what does it mean for the planetary health in practical terms?
There's a lot of articles and studies about the tipping point in the Amazonia, and still, many authors think that we are not there yet. However, the different data that has been released lately shows that we are in the midst of a tipping point. So it's not a future scenario, but it's a reality.
Alicia, let me pause on that, because that word tipping point comes up a lot. And when we say tipping point, we mean that point after which the rainforest will be completely lost. But the timeline for reaching that point is a question mark for many. For me, it's still kind of gray what we mean by a tipping point and how close we actually are. I hear different numbers. Can you break down what tipping point is, what it means?
The tipping point is this point where there's a breakdown. It's where the forest cannot regenerate on its own. So it starts a process of dieback. And we cannot put a date like, on this date, this area will disappear. But you can see that there's a transformation of the ecosystem due to the lack of its own regeneration.
Tasso, people have been raising alarms about the destruction of the Amazon for decades now. What are the lived impacts now and also moving forward of losing more of the Amazon?
Well, there are, you know, different scales, right? So if you think about the planet as a whole, if we lose the Amazon, if you take the Amazon off the equation, the temperature, the global temperature could rise by 0.25 degrees. This means that we probably can't achieve the Paris Agreement in terms of, you know, climate change. So for example, if you take the Amazon off the equation, we lose 30% of the rainfall in the country. So we can see those impacts starting to happen right now.
Tasso, it seems that deforestation is largely the consequence of economic drivers. If we look at Brazil, just as an example, the country's national debt is about 78% of the GDP. Some argue that mining, oil extraction, stuff like that in the Amazon is needed in order to bolster an emerging market. What do you say to politicians who are pushing these solutions as the response, as a way of easing the state's economic woes?
I mean, we can use the real data from the past to show that this, you know, there is no connection with one thing and the other necessarily. So if you see, like, between 2004 and 2012 in Brazil, the deforestation in the Amazon dropped down 80%. And that was the last period of economic growth in Brazil. So we were growing 4 to 5% a year. In terms of GDP, for example, the debit was coming down. The exports, including from agricultural products and mining products, exploded. So what I think is that when you have, since deforestation in Brazil, 98% of the deforestation have elements of illegality, deforestation is linked a lot with lack of governance. So if you have a good governance in the country, you will have deforestation coming down. And good governance is absolutely important to have a health economy. So I think that's decreasing deforestation is a drive for a better economy and not the opposite.
Alicia, your report lays out solutions for preserving 80% of the Amazon by 2025, and it points toward forgiving existing debt in exchange for protections of indigenous territories and of course, priority areas as well. Why do you see debt forgiveness as opposed to other policies as such a key move for preventing further deforestation?
It's not either or. We have to start thinking of systemic solutions. Many of the supply chains, oil, leather, and others that are that fuel destruction in the Amazonia, are come from industrialized nations. So, for example, 89% of the oil in the Amazon is produced in Ecuador, and most of it goes to the U.S. And there are European banks involved, U.S. bank involved, and there's U.S. banks involvement, and there are many oil companies and intermediators that work in the supply chain. So talking about debt forgiveness, it's a good way to involve multilaterals, bilateral debt, and also the private bonds, just to acquire more consciousness of from the linkage between the global north and the global south and how we all are responsible of what's happening in the Amazon.
Well, this is an issue of absolute critical concern, and I thank you both for joining me to weigh in on it. Tasso, Alicia, thank you so much for joining me. All right, that is our show. Up Front, we'll be back next week.